Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And on the podcast today, I've got Miss Nikki Thompson, who is a design build contractor, which means when you're looking at a home or building a new home or remodeling a home, your fingers are in it from start to finish to get that home like you have in your brain.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Yes.
So talk to us about, when did you realize that you had an interest in this design build career, this life that you have? When did that first start to germinate with you?
I think I've always had an interest in design. I remember as a little girl, I would gravitate more to the home magazines and the fashion magazines. My mom would tell you my room, especially my teenage room, was either completely destroyed like a tornado had hit it, or it was magazine ready.
Yeah.
You know, I had the coffee tray out on the bed with the open book and the bud vase. It was perfectly staged.
Right.
So, and then from there, as I got older, I started watching a lot of Home and Garden television.
Okay.
And with Home and Garden television, I kind of zoned in on my favorite part about home renovation, home design, is that before and after.
Yeah.
I love the whole process. I love getting to see the before, you know, what it takes to get it to the after, and most importantly, the exciting reveal.
It's all like whenever I see those, like on a TV show, it's almost like a breath, like you just this relief whenever you get to see the after. The before is like, fills me with anxiety. And then the after is like, oh my goodness, I never could have imagined that it could be like this.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that can look at something that needs to be remodeled, and they can see it for what it's going to look like at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I am not one of those people. I would have to tell you, if you were going to come in and remodel my house, and you would say, oh, can't you see that this room could use this wall taken out? And I'd be like, I cannot see that at all. I'm just trusting you with what's in your brain there. So that's a unique gift that people have, I think, and be able to see something that's not quite there yet. Okay, so Nikki, part of Day by Day, or the biggest part of Day by Day episodes, is that we are constantly talking about our walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So is there a connection with you in your walk with the Lord and what you do in this design build world? Because I know it was kind of something that you wrestled with.
Absolutely.
So so talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is actually a second career for me.
Okay.
I used to be a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. That's actually what I'm qualified to be. And as a registered dietitian, it was very easy for me to connect my profession to my walk. I was dealing with people. I was getting to serve people.
Yeah.
And so when I made this switch to interior design and renovation, I struggled with, what does that look like?
Yeah.
How is that going to look? And I knew this passion was given to me by the Lord. I just didn't know how to use it to bring Him glory.
Yeah.
And so I remember very specifically starting to pray, Lord, show me how you can use this.
Right.
And it's been fun thinking back over the years as I prepared for this podcast to see how God has done that.
Yeah.
He's done it in ways that I wasn't expecting. Specifically, He's brought me closer to Him.
Yeah. Okay, so Nikki, you know, in thinking about the design build process and all of that, and I know that, you know, we have talked about how you began to read the Bible differently. Like, you began to see things like, okay, there are sacred things, but then there are also just everyday things that are sacred. So, for instance, like in the book of Exodus, when there's instructions given about the building of the temple and the designs and all that stuff. So how did that help you realize that, oh, this is part of God's plan for me as well?
Yeah. I remember very specifically having one of the most profound aha God moments. One year, it was several years back, I was doing the read the Bible through in a year plan.
Right.
And I had gotten to the point in Exodus where I normally got derailed. and it was, you know, the part where the Israelites were given the instructions for building the tabernacle.
Tabernacle, yeah.
And normally I would just gloss over that, skim over it, or just stop reading at that point. But that particular morning in my quiet time, I opened up the Word and I started with prayer. And mm-hmm. I said, you know, please just show me what I can learn through these scriptures.
Right.
And in it, it was like for the first time I saw God as the ultimate designer and how important those design details were to him.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I'd always struggled with taking my daily concerns on the construction site to the Lord.
Yeah,
I mean, I
yeah.
know that we're taught to bring everything to him, but I just didn't think, did he really care about what paint color I chose?
Right, yeah.
But after seeing that, it almost gave me a special camaraderie with the Lord.
Yeah.
I felt like, okay, we're partners in this.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
You know, he is the ultimate designer, the ultimate creator, the ultimate carpenter. I can take these issues to him. And it's been really special to see the solutions
yeah.
that he's given me
yeah.
on certain projects.
Well, that's fascinating for you to be able to see, hey, I can be on the same page
mm-hmm.
with the Lord
mm-hmm.
in this particular career, and
yeah.
that it becomes part of your ministry of
right.
of who you are as a follower of Christ. We're going to talk more in the weeks to come about the beauty part of truth, goodness, and beauty, and how that is displayed in this career of architecture and design and all that stuff. So come back and join us for next time on Day by Day Expressions.